We are doing Sefer Masiyot, and the story is about Rabbi Akiva that was traveling one time, and he was going through a graveyard. And he met up with a man who was naked and dark as coal. And the man was carrying on his shoulder a bundle of wood, and he was running like a horse. And he's running, and Rabbi Akiva sees him working so hard. Rabbi Akiva commands him, "Stop, stand." And Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Tell me, what happened to you? Why do you work so hard? If you're a slave and your master is making you work so hard, I'll make you wealthy." So the man says to him, "Do me a favor, please, don't detain me, because the ones in charge of me, if they get upset at me, oh boy." So Rabbi Akiva tells him, "Tell me, what's going on? What do you do?" So the man tells him, "I'm a dead man. And every day, they send me to cut wood." And Rabbi Akiva tells him, "My son, what did you do in this world when you came from this world?" So he said, "When I was in this world, I was wealthy. I was a judge. I was one of the leaders. But I used to give favors to the wealthy, kill the poor." So Rabbi Akiva tells him, "You know what? Did you hear from those that are in charge of you if there's any way of fixing the state you're in?" So the man tells him, "Please don't detain me. I don't want them to be upset at me. They say there's no way of fixing me. I heard that there's one thing that's an impossibility, that if I only had a son that would stand in the congregation and say, Baruch Hashem Amvorach, if people would answer after him, Yehei Shmei Rabam Vorach, then they'd let me go of my bondage of the situation that they're afflicting me. And I didn't leave a child in the world. I left my wife pregnant, and I don't know if she gave birth to a boy. And if she gave birth to a boy, who's going to teach him Torah? Because there's no one that loves me in the world." And when Rabbi Akiva heard that, Rabbi Akiva decided that he's going to go and find out if that man's wife gave birth to a boy, so that Rabbi Akiva himself will teach that boy Torah and see that boy stands before the congregation. So he tells the man, "Tell me, what's your name?" And the man tells him, "My name is Akiva." "And what's your wife's name?" He says, "My wife's name is Shushan Buz." "And what's the name of your city?" So the man tells him the city's name is Ludkia. And then Rabbi Akiva started working very hard, and he started researching, and he found out, where is that city? And he asked, where does this guy live? Where is this Akiva? And everyone he asked tells him, "Akiva, may his bones be ground in the grave." So Rabbi Akiva asked him, "Tell me, where's his son?" So they told him, "His son, he's an RL. Even Bris Mila he doesn't have." So Rabbi Akiva went and found the kid and circumcised him and sat the kid before him and started teaching him Torah. And Rabbi Akiva teaches one day, comes back the next day, and it's like a kid who's sitting in front of a TV all day. You know, you ever try teaching a kid that watches TV the rest of the day? It goes in one ear out the other. If you ever taught a class, you know that. Kids that are watching TV at home, it's like talking to the wall. If you get in 10%, so that's what Rabbi Akiva had with this kid. He's talking to the kid, and nothing's going in. He's talking again, nothing's going in. Rabbi Akiva tries every trick in the book, and the kid doesn't retain a word. So Rabbi Akiva starts fasting for 40 days that this child should learn Torah. And the heavenly voice came out and said, "Akiva, you're fasting over this one." So Rabbi Akiva turned to heaven and he said, Master of the world, I'm setting him up to be before you." And then Hashem opened his heart, and the child learned Torah and learned Shema and learned benching, learned Birkat HaMazon. And Rabbi Akiva stood him up before the congregation, and the child said, "Bachut Hashem Amvorach," and everyone responded, "Baruch Hashem Amvorach L'olam Ba'ed." And when Rabbi Akiva got him to that point, his father was released from his afflictions, and he appeared to Rabbi Akiva in a dream, and he told him of that. And Rabbi Natan Gon ends the story with, "Hashem Shimcha L'olam, Hashem Zichcha L'dor V'dor."